This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features we give away for free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone call still to come. The New Jersey ban. What is it that New Jersey has banned now?
Pretty soon there won't be anything left to ban in New Jersey.
We will first go to your phone calls, though. Back to Adam in Washington. Adam, you were just about to tell us a story. We only had a few moments remaining in the last hour, so I want to make sure you had time for it. Referencing the health care situation we have in this country, you had taken a spill off of your bike and had your hand was swelling up. You went to the hospital to have it looked at, and you went in with a skeptical eye. Earlier this week, we had a gentleman call in who he didn't know what to expect when he went to the hospital, and of course, he got hosed. But you went in with a bit of a questioning demeanor, and what was your story? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I called ahead and made sure that I needed to go in, and they said, yes, you must come.
We don't want your business.
Yeah, and they always express their opinion in terms of necessity. You must.
It's interesting how hospitals, which provide a service, you'll get the impression that you absolutely must do what it is they say. You cannot leave here.
it's outrageous. And so the first thing they made me do was sign this contract that said, I agree to whatever you decide,
yeah,
and I'll pay for it. And I asked them how much it was going to cost at every stage. And like you mentioned, no one there knows.
These doctors and nurses and whomever it is that's giving you care at one of these facilities, they don't have any idea what the prices are. I mean, they're just a healthcare provider. They got in this to heal people. They didn't get in to do any salesmanship. And so, therefore, people are underserved at these hospitals because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're offering.
And they were actually making jokes. I mean, I said, how much is this going to cost right before they took an x-ray? And the woman looks at me and goes, $15,000.
That's funny, lady.
Yeah, I mean, I was not in a joking mood. And I just got the impression that that's like the running joke around there is we have no idea what we're doing costs. So
yeah, that's funny. Ha ha.
Yeah, and my attitude, exactly. So I go in, they take an x-ray. A doctor looks at the x-ray, tells me I have a fracture. And some guy who's not even a doctor spends about 10 minutes wrapping a bandage around it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there was some plaster involved. It was, call it a splint.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a fracture one time, too, and there was nothing they could do for it. So I ended up with a sling.
Yeah, all they can do is, don't move it until it heals.
Right. So then?
And I asked how much it was going to cost before they did it. After they did it, on my way out, they gave me a everybody's telling me the same thing. Well, that's a different department.
Yeah, you've got to call the billing department for that.
And they gave me a non-working number for their billing department.
Oh, God.
So this is on Saturday. Monday, first thing Monday morning, I get on the phone to try to figure out what they're going to charge me.
Oh, man.
And I spent 2 hours going from department to department, and no one knows.
Well, by that time, you might as well just wait for the bill to come, because it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no point in calling. It's not going to change anything.
Well, I wanted to cover my legal bases
so that
there's a record that I was, objecting to outrageous charges.
I see.
In case it comes down to that. And now the situation they're telling me is the billing department can't tell me what the bill is going to be because they don't have my record, and my record is in transit, which takes 5 days or more to send some piece of paper from one end of their building to another.
Wow.
I mean, they've got a system designed to prevent people from figuring out much they're going to be charged.
Yep. Talk about a business that really could use some competition. But unfortunately, it's so heavily regulated, anybody that wants to get in to compete is basically turned away because it's too difficult and too costly.
Oh, you'll be put in jail if you try to compete.
Without a license, for sure, yeah.
So, I finally got my bill. $2,600.
For one x-ray and a splint.
Yeah.
How long were you there? How long were you actually in the hospital?
Not counting waiting, an hour.
Wow. What are you going to do?
I'm going on the warpath. I'm ready to sue these people into the next century.
Yeah, but you signed a form.
You know what? That form says I agree to the proposed treatment, and at the time I signed it, they had not proposed any treatment.
Well, hey, good luck,
and
man.
If they are going to get that money out of me, it's going to be after litigation.
Do you think you'll find a lawyer that's willing to run with that case?
I'll do it myself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, you know, at the very least, it seems like representing yourself, you just give them enough trouble, they'll just leave you alone.
You think so?
I think so.
I actually did talk to a lawyer, and he tells me that hospitals are very prone to dropping charges.
Really?
Which they will say they're doing it out of charitable intentions.
Now, what would you say it was worth? They say it was $2,500. What would you say it was worth? What would you be willing to pay for that?
I would say it's worth about $500. I'd be willing to pay up to $1,000.
Well, maybe you could negotiate with them. Instead of, you know, threatening the lawsuit right off the bat, maybe you could call the billing department and say, hey, look, you know...
But the negotiation doesn't solve the problem. They really believe that, you know, it's not going to change their system. If you
Neither is the lawsuit.
The
lawsuit might change it, and I think that's why they want to avoid them.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Hey, I wish you the best of luck, and if you would, call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Will do.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Aaron calling from Long Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me take control of the government's airwaves here for a few minutes.
Sure.
No, the airwaves belong to the people, Aaron.
Well, then how come the government gets to auction them off when we lose all our
Well, the government is the people
TV.
Here in the motherland.
Huh.
All right. Well, I was listening to the Market for Liberty the other day, your
audiobook. Highly recommend everybody check it out. You can get it for free. Go to book.freekeen.com to download it. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the last chapter of the actual book, it was talking about, you know, how do we get there? And they were saying, you know, you got to convince enough people, and the way to do that was to convince the intellectuals, or to get the intellectuals that agree with us into positions of influence. So what I was wondering is, you guys are saying the Free State Project's the best way to, you know, achieve liberty, but it seems to me like Mises is doing, you know, they're training the intellectuals to go into college positions to kind of follow what the book says.
Yeah, I don't know if that's all the book says. As I recall, the book points out, and the question is, how do we get from where we are today to a true laissez-faire free market society? And it approaches it from a couple of different ways. When they mentioned the intellectuals, what they were talking about is how ideas are passed down to the populace. And what they point out is that, well, first of all, you've got the intellectuals, the scholars, the Mises Institute, and, you know, the think tanks that are out there, and they are the ones that are the originators of the ideas. And then what happens then is then they get passed on down to the conveyor belts of the ideas, and that would be Free Talk Live or Penn and Teller or John Stossel, regular people who are in positions of some influence to where they've got, like, you know, we've got 30 radio transmitters at our disposal and our internet podcast and all that, and so we are one of the conveyor belts to get the ideas of liberty out to everybody else, and then, you know, you take it and you convey it out to your friends in your immediate vicinity, and so everybody acts as a conveyor belt to some extent or another. I think that's really all they were talking about. They were pointing out that it's important to have intellectuals on your side so that process can begin, but the intellectuals have been doing their thing for years, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, they're going to keep doing their thing, but now we're in that phase of propagating the ideas. The ideas have been refined and perfected. There's nothing else to really think about when it comes to liberty. We get it. I mean, the concept of laissez-faire and the free market is pretty darn solid. So now the idea is the challenge is communicating those ideas to people who've never heard of them before. And that's our job, and it's your job. So we're already gone beyond that phase, which is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such an important factor, because if we get those conveyor belts together in the same place, they seem more legitimate. If more liberty-loving people are all together, as they are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, then in that case, we can be a little louder, we can be more influential, influence more people at a faster clip in our local area, and therefore hopefully accelerate the process toward a true free market society. Thanks for the call. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves. A live Saturday edition of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, the bulletin board system, the wiki. We give it all away. By the way, on the BBS, you'll find over 325,000 posts. Get interactive. It's free. BBS.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's BBS.freetalklive.com.
Saving time and money sounds like a good thing, doesn't it?
Well, oh, yeah.
You can on Common Legal Matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. I did it, too, and it was just as easy as they say.
You know, before we continue with the phone calls, just a few more comments on Aaron's call from a few moments ago. He was talking about The Market for Liberty, which is an excellent book on the free marketplace and how we can get along with no government whatsoever and just simply...
It's an audiobook that you've done.
Well, I've turned it into an audiobook.
Yeah.
I did not write the book. But you can get it, the audio version and the print version, for free at book.freekeen.com. But Aaron had called in to point out that at one point of the book, from his interpretation, and I disagreed with his interpretation, but his interpretation was that they were suggesting, the authors were suggesting, that what we need to do is convert academics into libertarians, or get libertarians into the world of academia so they can publish ideas and people can take those ideas and run with them. And, you know, that's an interesting approach, but that's about as effective as...
trying to get politicians elected.
Yeah. And maybe even less effective than that.
It's going to take forever and ever.
Right, now, you're talking about bastions of socialism.
Absolutely. So you have to penetrate those, and then, you know, they have to get tenure before they can, you know, be... certain that they're not going to get tossed out on their ears for
right.
publishing things. It sounds like a tough way to go about it. It's not liberty in our lifetime. That's liberty in like three or four lifetimes from now, assuming you're successful.
If you're successful. Exactly.
The reason that I like the Free State Project, I didn't want to move to the Free State Project. I thought it was, you know, it's cold up here. I like Florida. I'm from Florida. I like Florida. I want to be in Florida. But I wasn't going to be able to live with myself by saying, you know, I just was going to take my comforts and, you know, forget liberty. I can't imagine.
What would you tell Jack?
Right. I can't imagine my son. I can't imagine the, how much of a coward I would be compared to the men of the Revolutionary War who picked up guns and left their houses and signed up for a year under Washington's army and fought the British. Compared to that, moving to New Hampshire, pretty darn easy.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And I'm not even asking people to move. I'm just asking people to sign the Free State Project. Then you can move after 5 years, after we get to 20,000. And who wouldn't want to move once you have 20,000 libertarians living in a small area like New Hampshire?
Yeah, ask yourself that question. If you knew that there were 20,000 liberty-loving people, activists, not just regular folk, but activists, all living in the same place, wouldn't you want to be there? If you love freedom, that is. Wouldn't you want to be there? Isn't that the place to be? So I think Aaron's idea would actually be more effective with the Free State Project. For instance, what if those libertarian academics focused their efforts on a few select schools, like, say, the ones here in New Hampshire?
Right. Austrian economics-type professor applying for a job, they got five.
Exactly.
Then it'd be a lot more difficult for them to ignore it, because the economics departments in most schools are just socialists.
Right. So we could have all the best libertarian minds coming here to New Hampshire, getting those jobs at the universities, and then essentially, instead of having these universities being these socialist indoctrination centers, even more so than government high school, then we'd actually be cranking out free marketeers. We'd be cranking out libertarians and voluntarists instead of, you know, little socialist automatons. I think that would be an interesting way to combine the ideas together. So, with that in mind, we continue with your phone calls. Bring up what you want. Let's talk to Paul in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to go back to this healthcare thing. About 12 or 13 years ago, I had a prescription for Zithromax or Zithromax, whatever it is. It was $185 for 6 pills.
Wow.
I got the same prescription yesterday. Now, I have insurance, but it wasn't quite this much. But the list price, if you didn't have insurance, was $80 for the same 6 pills.
What happened?
It's come down in 14 years.
Oh, okay. Maybe they lost their patent?
I think I'm guessing that's what came up.
The patent.
I lived in Indonesia in between there for 8 years. And there are reputable and non-reputable pharmacies. This is from a reputable pharmacy. I went in to get the same antibiotic. And the lady behind the counter says, it's very, very expensive. It was 120,000 rupiah, which works out to about $12, $13. So how, and it was from Pfizer, it's the same. So how is it so very expensive in America and so cheap the rest of the world? I got to believe they're making money on it at $12, otherwise they wouldn't sell it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, it's a good question. In some countries, taxpayers subsidize, like in Canada, I know for sure, taxpayers subsidize the cost of the medications.
Yeah, and in Indonesia, the government's too busy stealing the money.
Hmm. Well, you know, it might just be that they figure that they've got to recoup the cost somewhere, and they, you know, the Indonesians just aren't as wealthy as the Americans, and so they, you know, they raise the Americans.
They raise the Americans' rates so that they don't look like crooks by ripping, you know, like by saying, you know, well, none of you people in the third world countries can get any medicine because you can't afford to pay for it. You know, that would be terrible PR. So
I guess it just sounds like we're financing the medicine for the whole world.
Well, and you know, really, you really want to place your blame on the FDA, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, because they're the ones that are increasing the cost of these medications by having, you know, it being a 19-year process in order to get the approval, as well as spending about $1 billion. So these pharmaceutical manufacturers, they have to recoup all those costs. That's overhead that they wouldn't necessarily have had to have incurred, but they do because the federal government's out there making them, you know, mandating all this. And by the way, the feds and the FDA, they've been captured, of course, by the pharmaceutical companies. So to some extent, the pharmaceutical companies have an interest in keeping the FDA around, even though it raises their costs, because more importantly to them, the FDA effectively keeps out newcomers. The FDA prevents others. Like if you all of a sudden put together a cure for cancer in your home chem lab and you decided you wanted to market that, sorry, you got $1 billion on hand, you got 19 years, because that's what it's going to take in order to bring your drug to market. So as you can see, little companies and you know, people with ideas are completely shut out from the world of medical treatments. And as a result of that,
is it possible there's a cure for cancer somewhere in this 19-year waiting period?
That's a possibility, sure. But there's also, you know, the possibility that there could be a cure for cancer out there in some of the holistic applications, some of the plant-based remedies that are out there. But they aren't allowed by law, by FDA restriction, to advertise the benefits of their treatments. Like, Mark, you take the echinacea, right, for the colds?
I generally take echinacea for, you know, if I feel like I'm going to get getting ill.
But they can't put on the bottle of echinacea, you know, helps
prevents
reduce
colds.
Or prevents or reduces
whatever.
The length of a cold or anything like that. They can't make any claims, not because it's wrong for them to make claims, but because the government told them they can't. And so it's so anti-competitive because of government interference, and that's the number one reason why it costs so much for prescriptions in this country.
And there you go.
There you go, Paul. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. We continue. Becky's on the line in Keene. Darren in Georgia, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we'll also check in with New Jersey and find out what they're banning now. It's going to affect almost everybody. This is your show. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08. Weight, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we're seeing. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That is 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a wiki with over 1,500 pages. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, as well as listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. I have to say, the fire was one of my favorite parts from Porkfest last year.
I have to agree.
I was a little underdressed, but otherwise, it was a good time. I mean, it
cool.
Still gets a little cool in New Hampshire at nighttime in the summertime, so you prepare for that. Anyway, discover new freedoms.
June isn't summer in New Hampshire.
It's not?
No. We have summer for like 4 days in August.
Now, I can tell you, Mark, summer lasts a little bit longer than that up here because we don't have air conditioning in our house, so it got really hot.
I didn't either. I went out and, we didn't have air conditioning until I went out and bought one of those little tiny units.
Yeah.
For, you know, the 2 months that it got warm here.
Anyway.
Too warm to be comfortable.
Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com that I mentioned. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from Porkfest. I believe we're negotiating for 3 nights, but we've definitely got 2 of them nailed down, Friday and Saturday nights for sure, possibly Thursday night as well. So, porkfest.com. We go to your phone calls in New Hampshire. We talk to Becky, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a comment, first of all. Mark, amen. I used to live in Tennessee, and my joints are screaming at me. Why the hell did you move?
It can get cold here. That's for
sure. Yeah, definitely.
I did it for reasons beyond what was comfortable for me.
Why did you move, Becky?
Honestly, I did it for love.
There you go. That's so sweet.
Yeah, the two other reasons to move besides the Free State Project are, you know, a significant other and work.
Mine was love of freedom, love of liberty.
Well, and I also have a question for you guys.
Yes.
The local news outlet out here did a special on laws that are on the books that shouldn't be there or whatever. And they were talking about a referendum that is there now that I don't know if it'll legalize marijuana or decriminalize it or whatever, but they said something about it up to a quarter of an ounce, and I was wondering if you guys heard anything about that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do know a thing or two about that. It's New Hampshire. I don't remember what the bill number is. I think it's 1623 or something like that, but anyway, the relevant portion is that it would essentially make it so if you have a quarter ounce or less that it would not be an arrestable offense,
right,
and the fine would go down, which is something that would be in line with what many states have done. Vermont, I believe New York, even New York City, I believe if you have an ounce or a quarter ounce of weed or something like that, it's just a fine that they slap you with. Of course, if you don't pay the fine, then they are going to arrest you.
Oh, no. Not that.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know if it's going to do. I don't know how well it's going to do. I think it's coming up for a vote within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I may actually go out to the state house to testify on behalf of New Hampshire organized crime, which is what I did last time. What I do is I go in. Normally, I wouldn't waste my time going and talking to those politicians.
Oh, yeah.
But what I like to do is pull kind of like a reverse macho flash on them, basically. And essentially get up there.
Is that a wrestling move? What the hell is that?
It's kind of a term. The macho flash is a term for when a libertarian just, you know, flashes all of his libertarianism and gets
all your machismo at one time.
Gets really extreme and really turns people off as a result of that. So what I can do is a reverse macho flash and get very extreme, but in favor of the legislation. So I will go in and speak in favor of, against it, rather. I will speak against the reform and speak on behalf of New Hampshire's organized criminals. So I'll say things like...
And turn them off that way.
Right. I'll say things... Exactly. I'll say things like, look... You know, we really appreciate all the things you've done for New Hampshire's criminals by having prohibition all of these years, and we really implore you on behalf of the criminals of the state of New Hampshire to not vote in favor of this decriminalization. You're going to take profits out of the hands of crooks and put them into the hands of New Hampshire businessmen. That kind of thing. That's sort of an extemporaneous, but I've actually already started writing up my speech. So that way they can hopefully see it from another perspective,
yeah.
And that is that prohibition only enriches the people that are willing to break the law, and usually that involves the criminal element.
The last time we had a prohibition, the ones that were thriving were Al Capone and people to that effect.
And people with really weird nicknames, like Jimmy's the Knuckle,
Jimmy the
Kaposki.
Nose.
Now, they are talking about ending prohibition here, but my point is that if you have, you know, the more hardcore prohibition becomes, the more, the longer the prison sentences, the more vicious the punishment, the less likely that regular people are going to risk dealing the drugs. So right now, you probably, if you buy marijuana, you're probably buying it from a friend or you're buying it from somebody who's relatively non-threatening.
Yep.
Whereas if all of a sudden next week they decided to make, and this applies across the country and anywhere around the world. In fact, around the world, you can see this in action. There are some countries where it's the death penalty for dealing drugs, even marijuana. And so... Whereas if it's only a year in jail or, you know, possible probation, then more people of the regular sort are willing to do the drug dealing. But if it's the death penalty, then only
it's
the crookedest, most dangerous, violent criminals are
people
going to...
People to whom their lives are worth nothing.
Right. They're the ones that are going to get into the business. And so my point is that if we decriminalize it, then more regular folk will be able to make money off of it as opposed to the real violent criminal element. So I hope that answered your question.
So it's up for a vote in a couple of weeks?
That's the plan. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live, especially during the week as well, to get the latest on that. Becky, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And for those of you listening on the radio on Saturday nights that don't get the weekday show, well, you can always listen online at freetalklive.com. But what would be better is if you just pick up your phone and call your local radio station during the week, ask for the program director, and tell him nicely that you appreciate Free Talk Live being on Saturdays, and you'd really like to hear us during the week as well. It's not going to change things tomorrow, but they'll know that people want it.
Yeah, if they just need a few calls like that. I can tell you, I managed a small AM radio station, and I'm not saying that you know, that certainly not every one of our stations is as insignificant as the one that I had managed at one point, but I didn't get that many calls. I think I had maybe 5 calls in 2 years on programming.
Most of them are probably complaint calls, too.
Yes. Most of them are the people are jerks, and I just ignored what they said. Because
your morning show said, damn it, on the air.
There
that kind
you
of
go.
Call. You know, that's
but
what
most
you get.
Of them were just disagreeing with the things that were said. You
really?
Know, I don't like that.
Right.
And I'm old, and I've got nothing better to do than harass you and stuff. And then they complain about the reception.
Yeah.
What can I do? The only two
talk to the FCC.
That can handle this are FCC and God. And you have not called either one of them.
So what you're saying, Mark, is if you're calling your local talk station with a positive comment saying, I really like what you're doing, I want you to do more of it, Free Talk Live, expand it out during the week, or maybe you are lucky and you do get our weekday show, but only an hour of our 3 hours, you can get as much as 3 hours a night, 6 nights a week. That's unusual, and it'll get their attention, won't it?
Yeah, you know, they generally don't hear messages.
So there you go. Let's continue with your calls. Darren is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Darren.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
I just want to first say I appreciate your guys' show. I've been listening to your guys' show on Stick'Em for like the last month or so.
Oh, fantastic. That's the website that actually provides our webcam feed. People can go to cam.freetalklive.com to actually watch and listen to the show via our webcam. And I recommend it because when it's working right, and sometimes I guess the audio is kind of questionable, but when it works, man, does it sound good.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out next time I can.
Well, you would
I've had
be.
A couple...
Okay, go ahead with your point.
I had a couple points. Actually, I'm serving in the military right now, so I didn't really want to disclose where I'm from too much.
Sorry.
But I wanted to the previous caller, Becky.
Yeah.
She was talking about the miracles, the marijuana or whatnot.
Yes.
What would you guys determine to be a legal drug as opposed to? I mean, a non-legal drug.
I'm not sure I understand the question, but I want to give you another chance to re-ask it. So hang on, rephrase that, and we're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. Got to make sure I'm getting what you're asking, because I don't want to pretend like I know. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
And race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, are the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give away all the features. And if you like the show, you can help support us by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. You can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com, so get on board. Much appreciated if you do. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Darren in Georgia. Darren, hopefully you've rephrased your question, so hopefully I will understand it this time. It was about drugs, legal versus illegal. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so we have our illegal drugs versus our legal drugs, correct?
Right, sure.
Alcohol and caffeine are legal, whereas...
Okay, so I can sit here and smoke a cigarette, and I can sit here and, you know, drink alcohol,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot sit here and smoke marijuana.
Well, you can, but it would be okay. Against the law.
Okay, against the law. Well, that would be civil disobedience. But, okay, I'm for the whole civil disobedience. And, you know, I've listened to your guys' radio show, and you guys are for maybe proposing to legalize marijuana, correct?
I would like to re-legalize all drugs, yes.
Okay, so this would be, like, cocaine, everything.
That'd be everything, including prescription drugs as well. I don't think that you should have to go and ask a doctor's permission to get prescription narcotics. The fact that that drugs have a prescription status essentially creates a sort of a gray market demand for them, where people who don't have prescriptions want to get their hands on them and are willing to go through the black market in order to acquire those as well. I think that if you want to consult the doctor, you absolutely should be able to. But if you're ready to, you know, if you're able to, for instance, if you know what you need, then you should just be able to go out and buy it. So I would also go that far as well.
All right. Do you think there would be like a more of a drug problem or a less of a drug problem?
I think it'd be about the same, actually. The statistics have shown, various different studies over the years have shown, that about 1% of the population prior to prohibition and during prohibition was hopelessly addicted to narcotic substances. And, you know, the prohibition didn't really even change that, though there are some statistics that say that drug use will go down. If you look at the Netherlands and their semi-legalization of marijuana, teenagers in the Netherlands, compared to other European countries and compared to America, use marijuana less So it, what it tends to do is it spikes up slightly after the re-legalization, and then it will drop below the levels where it was at during Prohibition. So odds are it'll be either the same or lower than what it is today. But even if it goes up a little bit, I don't care, because what I'm all about is personal freedom. And if somebody wants to make the choice to ruin their life with dangerous drugs and dangerous substances, then they should be free to make that choice. And if they want to check themselves into a clinic, they should also be free to do that. I shouldn't be forced to pay for any of that stuff, and nor should anybody else.
Right. I also would agree. Like, I mean, with, you know, your freedoms, I mean, illegal or not, you're gonna get the drug that you want regardless. And it's like, well, you know, with Congress and, you know, how the system works right now, it's like, well, how do you choose what drug can be illegal or not illegal? I mean, do you make marijuana illegal or legal and then make, like, heroin not illegal?
It's all arbitrary. I mean, the reason why some drugs are legal and some are illegal, there's no real set reason for it. It's just that someone decided to one day. The fact is, there are drugs out there that are legal. Plants, for instance, like salvia, completely legal in most of the states around the country, though some states have decided to outlaw it, and the DEA is looking at outlawing it. But it's a very powerful hallucinogenic psychoactive substance. You'll trip very hard, but only for about 5 or 10 minutes. But some people have said that a salvia trip is far more intense than any acid trip they've ever been on. And this is, again, a completely legal substance that grows out of the earth. So it's all just arbitrary based on the decisions of politicians. And in fact, here's an interesting thing. If you actually were to re-legalize drugs, it would actually help keep young people safer and keep drug users safer, because the drugs would be made in quality-controlled conditions. And thank you for the call tonight, by the way. I appreciate it. Quality control meaning that they are manufactured in a laboratory environment,
right,
a clean
room.
Right,
so all the impurities and you know, the random dosages that people get, it wouldn't be the issue. I mean, when you get cocaine, you get in a little bag. You don't have any idea how much cocaine is actually in there.
It's compared to what it's been cut with, yeah.
Right, it's been cut with all kinds of things, but you don't know how many times. One time it's cut 7 times, one time it's cut 8 times, one time it's cut 5 times.
And you don't know what they're cutting it with either.
You never know. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons for people dying off doing drugs.
It's the primary reason, as a matter of fact. When you hear about deaths from ecstasy and all the other big, bad, scary drugs out there, it usually has more to do with impurities, or also, especially in the world of purchasing ecstasy, it has to do with people just taking drugs that weren't even as advertised. Now, some drugs aren't even cut, Mark. They're just replaced with other drugs and sold as though they are advertised substance.
They sell little heroin pills as ecstasy. Well, that's not the same thing.
They sell what they call beans in a lot of cases, which in many cases have different substances sort of rolled into one. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky if you actually get the active substance in what they call ecstasy. The real term for that is MDMA.
Yeah, sometimes you get pseudoephedrine in there. Sometimes you get
DXM. I have purchased DXM pills as ecstasy. And luckily I had a test kit at that time. And you can actually buy these test kits from, I think it's DanceSafe. But basically the idea is that you shave a little bit of the pill off into this chemical solution, and depending on what color the chemical solution turns, you get some idea for what it is that you're dealing with. I spent $20 a pill for DXM, which is cough medicine. And that's how it works in the black market. You know, you just get ripped off left and right until you can finally find somebody that's worthy of dealing with, and even then you're still paying too much for a questionable product.
Fortunately, it's unlikely you're going to die from cough medicine.
Well, that much is true. But my point still remains that, you know, in the black market, people are in danger when they're purchasing these things. Now, that's not to say that prescription drugs are not dangerous. Sure, they can be dangerous. But black market drugs are more dangerous because they are manufactured in dangerous conditions. And you have no idea what kind of quantities you're getting. You have no idea what the dosages are. You don't have any clue. You can weigh the cocaine, but that doesn't tell you how much coke is in there. Okay?
You know, and all these drugs were legal at one point, and you know, we managed to make it. You know, you never hear about story. The only drug out there that makes people dangerous, besides alcohol, which is the most dangerous drug out there, and it's the legal one.
PCP?
is PCP. Sometimes you'll hear, and nobody does that.
I haven't heard a PCP story in a long time.
Sometimes you'll hear about somebody going wacko in a McDonald's parking lot and picking up cars and swatting people with them or whatever. And, you know, sometimes PCP. Okay. But beyond PCP and alcohol, the rest of those drugs don't really make people do anything, you know, violent. Now, they will do violent things in order to get those drugs.
Sure.
And that's what we propose to end by legalizing drugs.
Absolutely.
You don't see these drugs are marked up by, you know, thousands of times because they're illegal.
Also, some of the worst drugs, some of the most talked about dangerous substances, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, for instance, they didn't exist in the beginning part of the 20th century when heroin was legal, when you could go down to the corner drugstore as a 10-year-old kid, walk in and walk out with a bottle full of cocaine or a bottle full of heroin. You couldn't go and buy meth because it didn't exist. And the reason why is because methamphetamine and crack cocaine were both created. They were created by the war on drugs.
Right.
They were created by the drug dealers that were looking to turn a quicker profit and get product out on the street faster.
Right. There's supply side economics. The manufacturers felt like, well, if we can do this and, you know, it'll be cheaper to manufacture, it'll be easier to transport and those kind of things. That's why they did it.
Yep. So ending prohibition solves all of these problems. Will it end addiction? Of course not. You can never stop people from becoming addicted to various different things. But I can tell you something. You're not helping them by putting them in a jail cell and then saddling them with a criminal record for the rest of their lives. That's not helping anything. Let's go to your phone calls. Bring up what you want. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
You know, much. I was wanting to bring up a couple topics. I think people have caught up before, and I've caught up talking about the property tax issue here.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis, yeah, I was supposed to go up like 65%, and they're going to increase local income tax too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? I think I found out a couple radical areas. I'm not sure if people are ready for, but that could decrease the size of local government here, maybe 60-70%.
Ooh,
tell us about it.
Well, first off, okay, if you get rid of prohibition. Ironically, and I was thinking about this before, I wouldn't even listen to you guys. It'll dramatically, like, reduce the cost of the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
And it'll free people from the from jail to go out in the workplace, right?
Right. It costs a huge amount of money for the local municipality to build these new jails, house convicts in these jails, and largely, in a lot of cases, you're spending all kinds of money to keep marijuana smokers in jail.
It's true. I know you have more. Hang on. We'll bring you back in hour three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plenty of time for your call, 800-259-9231. If you're on hold, we will get to you, so do be patient. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Government.